Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 191. Happy Easter. We picked a very Easter movie for you. Everyone gets around the television, at least in my family, every Easter Sunday. You know, we all gather around, get your eggs, get your candy and your candy grass baskets, and we all watch Alien Resurrection.
Yeah.
That's the one.
In our defense, there are eggs in this movie, so there is a connection there. And there's birth. And there's a birth. You know, there's some parallels.
There's a resurrection. You draw the parallels. I don't know. It's really a movie about the Christ story, okay? I think. Yep, Alien Resurrection, 1997? Yeah. November 26, 1997, directed by Jean-Pierre Jeunet. Written by Joss Whedon.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
We all like Joss Whedon. Although he does say this is not much. I don't know. They changed his script a lot. Didn't let him do a lot of the things he wanted to do. Had a lot of stipulations for him to meet. So he's kind of like, this was just a job.
Yeah,
I didn't get to put much love into it, even though I picked the job because I love Alien and I wanted to make a good Alien movie. But then there was all these caveats he had to stick to. The return of Sigourney Weaver. We got Winona Ryder, and this is like right at her like shoplifting stuff. I think this is like her first.
Yeah, I think so.
Like kind of comeback there. Type of thing where she was getting in trouble. Ron Perlman. I like how Ron Perlman plays a character named Ron.
Yeah.
Big stretch. I mean, what does he say? What's that line when he's on the top of the steps? I am not the one to be fucked with.
Yeah.
Speaking in like Shakespearean pirate. Anyways, set 200 years after the preceding installment, Alien 3, Ellen is cloned and an alien queen is surgically removed from her body. I don't remember, how does she get an alien queen inside her? And how would they even know that? I don't remember it being anything to do with a queen. I just remember her getting aliened, right?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I haven't seen 3 in a while, but I think it was a queen. It's been so long since I watched it, but I think that was the big deal in the third one, like, oh, it's a queen.
She
I don't know how they would know that, but...
Did she get aliened during the movie, or was it in the pod between 2 and 3?
I think it
was the other two, like, got killed in the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that seems like a long time for the alien to be in you. Most times, it's about 10 minutes in the film.
Yeah.
It's like, ah! She got through a whole fucking movie, dude.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Alien queen surgically removed. And this time, it's not the Weyland-Yutani Corporation. It's the United Systems military. They hope to breed the aliens and study them on the spaceship USM Auriga? Aruga, using human hosts abducted by our ragtag team of mercenaries, which is, who was that, Ron Perlman, Winona Ryder, Dominique Pignon as Dom, he was the wheelchair guy.
Oh, I guess.
Hey, what the frick you gonna do right here? And it's like 200 years after Alien 3, and this guy's got a wheelchair the size of a Volkswagen.
Oh, yeah, it's
you think
huge.
They can't come up with a better design, something that maybe even floats like Professor X, or even better, just some kind of crazy robot leg braces, since they've already had a robot exoskeleton in 2. Nope, he's got this. And they're all in tiny spaceship. He's like, oh. You know, doing 99-point turns in the hall, trying to turn around. Oh, hold on. That just struck me as that's strange.
Yeah.
You would have that archaic-ass design for a wheelchair. It's like the bottom of Johnny 5. It's got giant tank treads and shit.
And he shows off, too. I think there's one moment early on where, like, this huge bay doors opens and he does a full 360 for no reason and then comes in.
Do a 360, yeah.
Woo! Who wants to dance? So, yeah, that they show Sigourney Weaver being talked to, and I don't know, they're trying to teach her words and stuff, and she seems off, right? She's a little weird. She's a clone. And, well, who's the fucking clone doctor? Oh yeah, Dorf,
Yeah,
Brad
yeah,
Dorf,
yeah. He's
Chucky. He's pretty good.
yeah.
He's pretty good in this. He's so creepy, man. I just see Chucky when I see him.
Yeah, totally.
He's like, "Give me the power, I beg of thee, you fucking bitch, Andy. You've all grown up." So we got the ragtag mercenaries are bringing a shipment to these to the U.S. military, and then it's like I like how they're all getting all ready. The guy's got the guy. He looks like what's that black guy? He's been in some other stuff. I don't know him too well, but he's kind of reminds me of the I want to get away in this
Oh, Lenny
movie. Lenny, he
Kravitz.
looks like a, kind
Yeah.
of like a Lenny Kravitz looking
Totally.
dude. He's got the guns. Oh yeah, fuck yeah, they'll never notice this shit. It's like, okay, dude, they're hooked to my arms. How are you gonna notice?
Yeah.
They're all getting loaded up and like, what are we doing? Why are we getting so strapped up? Isn't this the military? I'd rather be with it than without it.
Yeah.
That one creepy
Crow
guy.
guy, the guy from The Crow, yeah.
Yeah. We killed you, man. Yeah, Winona Ryder seems really out of place. Why are we going to this place? Shut up,
Yeah, totally.
newbie, you dumb bitch. Gad, Ron, you're an asshole. Fuck you, Ron. And then, oh yeah, we got Ron Perlman dropping that giant. Oh, just fucking weird shit.
Oh yeah, the
Acting
ape
like an
thing.
ape. He looks like an ape. So he's probably offended. Hey, why am I acting like an ape? I don't even look like an ape. Sure. Oh no, not at all. You look like he's fucking scraped your knuckles walking here, dude. Drops his giant knife in the wheelchair guy's leg while he's working on something. And then Winona Ryder. No, you jerk.
You
And he
asshole.
was like, oh, you asshole. And it's like, I get it. It's kind of fun and games. You can't feel it. But his legs are a part of his body and alive. He could die from internal bleeding. You know what I mean? If he
Yeah.
hit an artery or something, it's not like his legs are just fucking pieces of plastic. Now he needs medical attention. This has to be surgically fixed. It's like he just goes throughout. He just didn't do anything. He just pulls it out.
Yeah.
Fucking jerk. So I thought that was strange. Oh yeah, and then asks for his knife back, and she breaks it off, and that piece of machinery. I am not the one to be fuck it with. Yep. And then so they go on the ship. Who's that guy? Like the general of the ship. He's in a lot of
Yeah, he's
stuff.
in a lot of stuff. He's like one of those. Oh, that guy. He's like one of those actors. You've seen him a million times, but I don't
Yeah,
remember
I'm
his
trying to
name.
think of one of the big things I know him from. One of them 80s things. He's got a lot of good roles in those kind of movies. Anyways, he's a general dude. They're all searching them and shit, bringing them on, and they got some cargo, which they don't. The cargo is humans in cryopause, which they don't find at all to be strange.
Yeah.
I guess from their point of view, you could be like, oh, this is military. Maybe they're criminals or something. I don't know.
Right. Probably
But
money
he does.
incentivized anyway. It's like, eh,
But
whatever.
I think he does know because he's like, what I do know is that the space military wouldn't be operating outside of jurisdictional space on a
Yeah.
spaceship like this. Some other shit like that. I don't think everything going on over here is exactly kosher, you know. He's got that voice. And then where do we go? Oh yeah, and we got the Brad Dourif character. They start experimenting on these people. Fucked up, man. They got them strapped up and just heads over the eggs. Oh yeah, they show them surgically removing the queen. That's a kind of interesting scene. Careful, that guy's just there to say careful while he's surgically careful.
Go away!
God damn it! Be careful! And then he's shaking. You're making me nervous. So they get the queen out of there. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, this never made sense to me. Or watching it today, it didn't make sense to me because I don't know if you remember this too, but I had a clear memory of the end of Alien 3 when, spoiler alert, Ripley kills herself. She kind of jumps into a vat of, I don't know what it was.
I think it was lava. Wasn't it a foundry?
Yeah. But as she's falling, the alien explodes in her chest, and then she holds it and then dies. And either way, she dies. So it's I don't know how they're extracting the alien if they both died. I don't know. It's really weird.
It's dumb.
Is it a DNA thing? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, they said they had to get frozen DNA, and then it's they clone you, but you go back to your exact moment before you died, so you have an alien in you and all this stuff. And not only did they clone you, but we couldn't clone you. We had to use some alien DNA and splice it to get it to work.
Some Jurassic Park now shit. You're... we need a little animatic with the DNA guide explaining the whole...
Hey! Xenomorph DNA! There are a million of DNA molecules in the Ripley body, but we couldn't find all of them in the ice, so we had to replace them with xenomorph DNA. This is a xenomorph. It's all scary, isn't it?
I'm dying. Oh, shit. Oh, man. DNA.
Xenomorph dog DNA from Alien 3.
Oh my god.
What's the name of the dog at T2? Wolfie is dead. What happened to Wolfie? Oh, it's a xenomorph.
Oh, shit.
That's awesome. Someone's got to animate that, dude. Yeah, one of those YouTube videos, everything wrong with Alien Resurrection or Alien Resurrection explained in 10 minutes. All done in that cartoon style. So you want to learn about Alien Resurrection?
Oh, God.
So they got the alien out of her, and they're like, well, what do we do with her? She's a prime specimen. We can keep her around. It's they don't kill her. Just keep her in a cage so they can talk to her and teach her words like spoon, cereal.
Fruit, yeah.
Fruit. Yeah, she holds up the no, it's cherries, bitch. You got it wrong. Her performance is kind of strange. She agreed to do this because she thought it'd be interesting to give Ripley something different. And I guess one of the things that I read was praised about this movie was her performance. I guess it is kind of interesting how she gets to do this dark, weird Ripley. It's okay. I was wondering how old Winona Ryder was in this. I was like, man, how old is she during this movie? She's 26.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver, I think, was 48 or 47. In this, I'm like, damn, dude.
Yeah.
This is 1997. I looked at, she's 73 today. It's holy fuck. People getting old, man.
Yeah.
So they keep her alive. Oh my god. This movie goes downhill real quick, man. I remember liking this one as a kid and actually liking it more than 3. I think I was wrong. And we'll soon see why. First scene, Ripley meeting the mercenary crew. They come in and Ripley shooting baskets.
Yeah, shooting hoops.
You know, she's on the hoops. She's on the ball court, as they say. using her alien talents. And we also mixed in a little bit of Charles Barkley DNA. You know? She could, she'll cross you up. So and he's just playing in these giant boots, these giant red leather strappy boots.
Yeah.
Perfect for b-balling. And Ron Perlman comes in there. How about a game of one-on-one? And she just, and then she's doing these things like we're supposed to think is cool. Basketball moves, like, oh, she's good, but she's not dribbling. She's just kind of tossing the ball between her hands,
yeah,
as if that's what basketball players do. Like, oh, you got some moves. He comes up close. She puts it like behind his head.
Yeah.
Oh. She doesn't know how to dribble. We haven't taught her about traveling. So,
yeah.
And then she. Yeah, she kind of doesn't say much to him, and he's like, come on, let's play one-on-one. Fine. I know another game we could – another indoor,
sports
we could play.
Yeah.
He's very crude and rude, Ron. Yeah, I read that this is how Sigourney Weaver's mind works. She saw this scene, started practicing at home to make this behind-the-shot basket. I want to do it in real – life, no CG, man. Like, this is the part you hang your hat on. Like, oh, I'm gonna get that basket, right?
Yeah.
But not learn any dribbling. So she's practicing and then gets to set, and it's a completely different distance and height of basketball hoop.
Yeah.
So, but of course, she still makes it the first try.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember hearing this. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and the basket goes out of frame, like above. Like this, the frame, and then back into the frame. So it looks like it could be fake because it went out of frame. And they asked her if they wanted to, if she wanted them to digitally put it in when it goes out to make it not go out. She's like, no, leave it. That's the perfect shot.
Yeah.
And I guess she makes it, and Ron Perlman goes, holy fuck! like almost ruins the take. Like, luckily there's enough time in between they could cut it.
Yeah. You should keep that in, man. That's good.
Fucking Ron Perlman. Holy shit!
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Oh. Anyways, moving on, man. Yeah, then we got the fucking Brad Dourif fucking teasing the aliens. I'm pretty sure they say later there's like 13 aliens because they kill one. They're like, how many are left? There's 12 more.
Yeah.
I thought there was only six bodies. I only remember six people being pinned up and having eggs. Right? Don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
I was like, where the fuck are they come up with 13? That's more than double the six bodies I saw.
Yeah.
So how the fuck is there 13 aliens? Anyways, in my mind, there's six. And then, in the cage, after they come out, there's only three.
Or two. There's only three in the thing, and then they attack
the kill
third
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just, like, looking at it, and, oh, you're beautiful.
Like, making out with glass.
Yeah, this, oh, yeah, weirdo. This alien is played by the guy who played the alien in 3, and in Alien vs. Predator. Like, it's a real guy in suits. So for most of these movies, they choose to do suits in a guy, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
he's kind of like that. He's like the Gollum actor. He's just well known for his animalistic, not being on film parts. So that's pretty cool. And they slightly altered the alien design. I can't remember what they did. I think it's got like dog-like back legs this time and a more pointed dome. And I can't really tell. Like, it looks pretty alien to me. It didn't look too crazy. They did go back to the normal alien dome. I'm pretty sure where it's not like Alien 2 or Aliens. Remember they kind of took off the clear dome and it was more the rigid thing that was underneath?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah.
I never liked that design. I like that movie, but I just think the clearish translucent dome thing is really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why take that off? So he's fucking with him and he's got that button. And it comes back to the glass and has his hand over the button.
Mm.
Like, looks at the button. Oh, you're a fast learner.
Take notes.
Alien. Alien's writing it down. They're strategically testing the defenses. Thing is, they never test the same part of the glass twice. If you look in their eyes, they're thinking. They're working it out. It's another Dino DNA reference. Yeah. So what happens after that?
I know we get all shit hits the fan once those two escape. That's all the bells and whistles start going. Fan,
The movie just doesn't care really about the story or why the aliens or the anything. It's just, and it happens pretty quick.
Yeah.
And what is it, like 20 minutes in? We get it, aliens and shit. I'm like, oh. Well, usually they kind of build up to this. a little more story, a little more suspense. You know what I mean? I was like, shit, we're right into it.
All three movies are slow burns. This is not a slow burn at all. It happens immediately, yeah.
Yeah, and so the two aliens, like, they fucking learn. And it's kind of sad. The three aliens, two of them look at the other. Yeah, it's sad. Two of them look at the other one. And the other one's like... And it's like making kind of like it knows. Mm-hmm. It fucking knows. What do you guys look? Hey man, how you guys look? I don't like the look in your eyes. Hey man, I'm one of you. Well, I mean, we're friends, right? And then they kind of they somehow know they have acid fucking blood. We gotta fucking kill this guy, get his acid blood to burn us a hole to escape this place. It's like the Great Escape, dude. Yeah. There's a whittling away at the wall for weeks. They got a mannequin xenomorph made out of paper mache they put up at night. Yeah. So, anyways, they start launching their little mouths through him. Through his dome, just busting through, and then he's laying there, just gonna burns a hole, and they both leave. It was sad. I was like, shit. I was sadder than Ripley dying in 3. Yeah. It was like, felt worse for the alien. So now they're escaped. So as far as I know, there's two fucking aliens, but apparently there's fucking 13. Twelve. So, I don't even remember. After this, it just becomes a hodgepodge of running from aliens.
I think at one point, like, Winona Ryder, was it Call? I think that was her name, Call. She goes break into Ripley's cell. And I don't remember what happens in that confrontation, but she gets kidnapped by the guy, and they take her to the rec room. And that's when all the military guys are like, putting the crew at gunpoint, and there's like a little scuffle, and you realize that Ron Perlman's coffee cantina is a secret shotgun, baby.
And we do establish that Call Annalie realizes that who Ripley is, and she came to kill her, and then she sees the scar. They took it out of you. And all that stuff, and get out of here. They're watching. She's like in this weird fucking cage with a giant silo. It's really strange. They're looking for you. And, somehow they confront the general and find out about these. They have one of the scientists with them or something trying to escape. A general gets killed pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, it's during the. During the escape, when all the military guys are getting out of the pods, he gets. I like that shot of the grenade. I always thought, like, even as a kid, I was like, ooh, that was cool. Like when CG was kind of new in the late 90s, early 90s, I remember that grenade shot being really like tosses that grenade. It's like a CG grenade. It's like bouncing everywhere, and then it circles into the. It's like, oh, that's fucking cool. But yeah, he dies. Oh, yeah. Dies in that scene.
And then they team up with like one of the scientists, not the dwarf one, but the other one.
To be careful,
kind of explains. It kind of explains. Yeah, there's an alien. Oh shit! And they kill one. How did they kill that first one? Didn't he? He shoots like a fucking grenade into its head, or is that in the water? I don't remember how they.
I know that the wheelchair guy kills one of them because he gets the drip on his ear, and then he starts fucking unloading on it. Or maybe it's unclear whether he killed it, but he definitely unloaded on one of them. And then Sigourney Weaver kills one. The crow guy gets, attacked, and they find his dead body, and they're all freaking out. And then the alien shows up, and they're like, "Oh!" And then the alien turns around back to the dead body and puts his head down there, and then opens its mouth, and you see a shotgun like go into its mouth and explode.
Oh yeah!
And then Ripley comes out from under the floor.
Yep, and then yeah, they're kind of explaining all that. That one's dead. And then they get, well, how many more are there? Ron Perlman. How many more of these goddamn monsters did you make? There's 12 more. Fucking A! 12!
Yeah, they say 12 like four times. 12? And the other guy, 12. And another guy, 12. It's like, all right, we get it.
It was a baker's dozen, but we killed one. I always make an extra, they say. And for some reason, the ship is destined to go to Earth. Right? It's like an emergency protocol. It'll go back to its home port. Where's that? Earth. Oh, shit. And then, so they got to kill all the aliens or blow. They're going to try and blow up the ship before it gets to Earth. So all of a sudden they care about everybody. It's like there's tons of other planets and inhabited. These guys have like never even been to fucking Earth. And they're worried about Earth getting invaded by these 12 aliens. So they're going to blow up the ship. That's the plan. And then... Okay, we can get to this part of the ship that has the whatever, the escape pod, and we can get it to blow up, but we gotta swim through the kitchen. It's about...
Oh, they got to get to the ship. Yeah, the Betty, I think. They're trying to get to her. Yeah.
It's about 900... No, it was about 90 yards or something. 900 feet. I was like, well, that's a fucking long swim underwater, dude. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I guess this is one of the first things they filmed. And, of course, it's real water. I always got to put the actors in super danger in 1997. Yeah. And I guess, what's her name? Winona Ryder had almost drowned when she was 12. And she had never gone in the water since.
No shit.
And so it's like the first thing she's got to film. And like this is like her career's kind of hanging on this. Hadn't had a movie in a while because all her troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she just had a crazy panic attack and like almost died and all this other stuff.
Jesus.
Yeah. But this scene is pretty cool, man. I like the aliens swimming.
Yeah.
The way it's almost like they're meant to swim. There's like swimming through it. And then there's that really cool... When Ron Perlman, the bubbles, shoots the torpedo, the grenade through the water. And
I like how the first one dodges it, and the second one gets hit, but that was kind of cool.
And then, they make their way out and got to get to the air, and it's like a sack. Oh, we got to cut through it, and then, oh my God, it's lined with eggs. Ah, shit. This sucks. And they're all opening. Oh, yeah. Well, Ron Perlman would say, it's a fucking ambush.
Yeah, like, fucking...
They knew you were going to come up right here.
What are you talking about?
It seems like a pretty simple just go underwater. I feel like, you know, what do they get? They get in the water and like, ah. Or if you're going to tell me the facehuggers can swim really good, too. I guess they do look like crabs. They're all just like,
yeah.
Fucking octopus swimming. And one gets on Ripley, which doesn't make sense because all the other aliens seem to know she's an alien, right? And don't fuck with her, really. I don't remember an alien ever trying to kill her, or they kind of know, like they treat her like one of them. But the facehugger's like, nope, just fucking latches on. And we know from previous movies, you can't get that fucker off. And then she just kind of pulls it off in the water. Just rips it off at like the tail, I think, too. Just like, oh, she does have super strength, they established from the alien. So that could be it. Then they get out. And then they get to the top. Like the first one is the doctor. Give me your gun. I can help cover you. You're an idiot. God damn, the old double cross. I didn't even see it coming. This ship will get to Earth. Some shit. These aliens are too valuable. And then what does he do? Kills that guy. I can't remember who's at the top of the steps with him.
It's Winona Ryder. He shoots Winona Ryder and she falls down. And then he goes through the door.
Oh, yeah, shoots her. And then she... falls into the water. Yeah, goes to the door, locks it. They're all up there trying to get out of the door. And then and it's like, oh, shit, what are we going to do? And the door opens. It's wet, Winona Ryder. Like, she went and swam around to the other side of the door. We could have just done this way the whole time. I found another way. I wasn't through the egg sack.
Oh, my God.
And then they're like, oh, my God. I saw you get, what do you say? I saw you take one to the chest. And they all look at it, and it's got the synthetic hole. That's kind of a cool moment because, like, there's secret synthetic in one. Number two is not really a secret, but it kind of plays into number one's being scared of them. Number three, I don't remember. Oh,
Lance Henderson reprises his role, but I don't think there's a synthetic robot as like a main character.
Oh, yeah, number three, she has the head, right?
Yeah, Lance. Yeah, Bishop's head.
Yeah, she's able to plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bubbling that white goop.
Yeah.
I love red blank. Yeah, then they talk about her. Oh my God, there hasn't been synthetics. They got discontinued. What are you? And then, are you one of them? She's a second gen. And all of a sudden, they know that shit.
Yeah.
Robots built by robots.
I love how excited he gets because he just reminds me of Training Day. He's the shit pushing guy. He has that same type of energy in that scene. Oh shit, man! She's one of those, man.
Yeah, it's Tuco.
Tuco,
and I love that. It's fucking Tuco.
Yeah, for Breaking Bad.
Yeah, because earlier he's like, "Can't get the fucking door open, man." The whole thing of thinking, "Yeah, tight, 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 tight." Yeah, I don't care, Xenomorph, fucking clone. Bring me more of that shit, Heisenberg. Tight, tight. young ass Tuco.
Yeah.
And yeah. Oh shit, he's going crazy and Ron Perlman's like, ah, can't believe I almost fucked you. And then I think somebody else says, don't act like you never fucked a robot.
Oh my God.
And that one guy sacrifices himself, the
Christy?
Lenny Kravitz looking guy.
Yeah.
Because he gets injured with the acid on the face and he's climbing up and he's got the guy in a backpack, the wheelchair guy, and then he's like, oh, kind of spins around, and then the wheelchair guy is holding on, oh, this little guy, oh, who, you know, reasonably would have more arm strength because that's all he ever uses. He's holding on, and then like that guy, he seems pretty fine, his face is just a little disfigured. And he's like, just decides to unstrap him, so cut his fucking straps and fall into the water for no fucking reason. It's like, I feel like you could have made it, bro. But yeah, robot designed by robots. She's there to kill Ripley. Doesn't go into much why a fucking robot made by robots would even care. I access the whole mainframe. I know all the info about Ripley and the clones and okay. Why? Do you care? Okay? I made it my own mission, okay? I needed a purpose. And I like how they were discontinued because they didn't like taking orders, did you? Tight, tight. Yeah, so then on the way, they find the room of the... It's Ripley 8, so the seven other clones. That's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, wild, yeah.
They got the... little fucking one that's all head. They got one that's, you know, a disfigured, grotesque shrimp-looking thing with titties. Mm-hmm. Ron Perlman's walking through there like, all right. You know? And then they find there's one on a table that's the most Sigourney Weaver-looking.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fucked up, though. It's got, like, alien hands, you know, with those fucking fingers. They're like fucking the Babadook.
Yeah,
it's fucking,
totally.
Like, 10 inches long. There's, like, fucking tubing out of her and shit. She's like, kill me! And then I like how Winona Ryder comes up and gives her a fucking gun. And I was like, oh, I think I remember. And she flamethrowers her. I was like, dude, why don't you just shoot her? This is the fucking worst fucking just flamer. It's like the fucking, it's like the thing. You know? Yeah, you could use a bullet, dude. Jesus Christ. Jeez, man, be a little kinder. And then she starts, you know, she could, and then she goes back to the big floating tubes. Instead of shooting them and having them fall out, she flamethrowers them. So it's just like a long process of getting the fucking tube hot enough that it shatters.
Yeah.
And everyone's just kind of watching. Kind of like, oh, this is what she has to do.
This is deep, man.
This is what she's got to do, man. Fuck, I'd do the same thing if I had 8 clones in her fucking tube, man. I'd burn them, personally. I'd keep one as a pet, though. The little fucked up weird one. That one come with me. Yeah. And then we're out of here. As in, oh yeah, she meets the queen somewhere along the way. The queen... Didn't the queen, like... I can't remember. And the queen not really want to hurt her or something. When she falls into the like xenomorph like design, right? I've never understood that. I understood why like they look like that. It's a cool Geiger design.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks very industrial slash living. But I've never understood why in the places where the aliens are living, it makes sense in number one because it's a ship.
Right.
And that's just what the ship looks like. But in like number two, when they kind of colonize, in this one, everything all of a sudden on the walls becomes looking like them. It's like got the Geiger-esque and tubing. And it's like, what is this shit?
Yeah.
They're just building this or what the fuck is like?
Yeah, what's happening?
I don't get why it looks like an industrial alien ship when it's just, they're just living there. They see them.
Yeah, three of the 12 are mechanics and
building shit.
Yeah,
and she falls into it, and then she's like, and once again, you get the kind of Jesus pose, and like,
yeah,
oh, kind of wraps up, and she gets like sucked into it. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, where'd she go?
And then the next scene, she's being carried away by a xenomorph. I'm like, what are we watching right now? What the fuck is happening?
It's a kind of a. Is it kind of a sexual carry? You don't know what's going on. As a kid, I thought they were making love. I swear. I did. And I thought that in my mind, that's where that baby came from.
Mm.
That's what I always thought. But obviously, that wasn't the case. But it's kind of over the shoulder, and you see her head moving. And then you see the xenomorph.
And I was it like, fades in, fades out. It's kind of like.
Yeah. I was thinking, are they brother? What's going on here? You're making love. You're one of us. But anyways, they explain not very well. They explain like, oh, the queen is different because how was it different? How did they genetically make it that way, or is it because it came from Ripley? It now has a human reproduction system. It has a uterus and it can give birth instead of lay eggs. But like it, but it did lay eggs.
Yeah.
So we can do both? All right. So it's got this alien human hybrid, which I don't get why having a human reproduction system would make the baby part human.
Yeah.
Right? I would think it was just make it give live birth instead of eggs. So it gives birth. Ripley's in the room. The queen's in the room. And this alien is pretty fucking grotesque and scary looking.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking.
It's got like the humanoid skull nose, like Michael Jackson nose.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got the skull black eyelets, but then there's black eyes on the inside. You don't really notice until they pull in. It's like. Yeah. And it's like emoting through the eyes. It's like, oh, shit, dude. That guy also played this alien. And I think it goes up to Ripley first and kind of touches her face, maybe. Oh, and then we got Brad Dourif up on the wall.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
It's a baby!
Beautiful butterfly!
What the fuck?
Then it goes up to the queen and kind of touches her face. Oh, beautiful. And then it, like, swipes the top mandible off her face. Like,
yeah.
Why? I brought you into this world. And then Brad Dorf, no! And then it goes and kills Brad Dorf. It never really shows him. Oh, I guess it does show him killing, but it's not as menacing as the alien because it doesn't have an inner mouth.
Yeah.
So it kind of just does this weird thing where, like, it opens his jaw crazy, just gonna bites people. Fuck you. Take that, eh? It kills him and then goes over to Ripley. Oh, I think before it kills him because she's like, he says, oh, it thinks you're his mother.
Yeah.
It's got this, sounds like a fucking baby dolphin.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do the voice.
Oh, and interesting factoid, the guy who directed this movie, I heard he needed an interpreter on set because he doesn't speak English very well, and he's very French. They're very sexual. He insisted on having this giant vagina / penis genitalia on the front. You know that front where it bows out, kind of where its crotch would be on the alien when they pull out? It's on there. And it's, I've seen it, picture of it. It's like a big vagina with a penis almost like clitoris hanging over the front. So weird. It's both. Yeah, and that's in the movie. They filmed with that. And they had to take it out post.
Yeah, I imagine the MPAA was like no.
No, I don't even think it was their fault. I just heard it was like him after seeing it was like, yeah, it is a bit much. even for him, he was like, yeah. It doesn't serve any purpose.
It's got saggy breasts. We'll go with that. We'll
yeah. Oh. It's got the every scary tall creature has those saggy breasts.
Yeah.
Like, what was that one movie we watched?
Oh, yeah, like the Blair Witch and Barbarian. Like
kind of yeah, yeah. Yeah. Get a blob. So, yeah, I don't remember. She just leaves, right?
Yeah, just leaves. They make it to the Betty. Oh, we forgot about the I like this guy a lot. He plays a really good fucking anxiety-induced role. But it's the guy from Seven. They find him in some lab, and he wakes up. He's like, "Where the fuck am I?" And they're like, "Oh, you got one inside you." What the fuck is in me? Like that guy. Anyways, they make it to the Betty.
Put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
He's got one of those things. What's inside of me? Just slowly ask maybe 20 times. Yo, what's inside of me? And then by the end, what the fuck's inside of me?
I like that scene because they're all, like you said, they're all just like talking about ways to handle him. He's just like, what's inside me? Until it boils over. But yeah, so they make it back to the Betty, and he is finally, you know, the aliens start to come out. And the scientist that shot Call has been missing this whole time, has snuck onto the Betty waiting for them to show up to fly off.
Mm-hmm.
He shoots the...
Instead of taking the ship himself.
Yeah, maybe he can't fly. I don't know. But he shoots that guy, and there's like a big old fight, and there's a fun scene where like the crazy guy holds the scientist like in front of his chest, and then the alien birth happens, and it like shoots through the other.
Well, the fun part is him running at him first, like knowing what he has to do to save the day, sprinting towards him and getting shot
like seven times,
just taking it, holding it, just bursting through. And I don't remember what happened to that alien.
I think that's another humorous thing, because when that happens, it cuts to Ron Perlman and Tuco, and they like look at each other or something, and they just start unloading and screaming, ah! And then it just cuts away. I had a little chuckle at that.
Yeah.
I think they shoot it to death.
Right, and they get the ship, and they leave. And then, they leave. And then, there's something wrong with it's like a car. It's like, boom! Oh, the cargo door didn't shut all the way. Oh, I'm going to go check on it.
I wonder what's going to happen.
It's a little bit open. They shut it, and then the humanoid alien's in there with Ripley and fucking Annalee. And I don't remember if it does anything to Annalee. I think it just hits her, knocks her off into the distance.
Yeah, she's like hiding at some point, and it's like reaching at her. And then,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I think Tuco, they asked, like, hey, the door still isn't fucking shut. Like, go help her. and I think they send Tuco, and then it kills Tuco, if I remember right. And then it makes its way onto the main deck and get all the Ripley shit.
Yeah, really anticlimactic kind of battle. She just kind of nurtures it and sees that there's a little tiny window port. And she goes up and grabs its face. And she knows she has acid blood. So she kind of is rubbing on its jaw and kind of cuts her hand on its big old tooth. And then, like, but from behind her kind of throws a little bit of blood onto the windows. Like a loogie. And just slowly burning through. And she grabs onto a strap. And then spaceport getting sucked out. And then the alien gets sucked up to the... Yeah. Held up to the wall, and then it shows the outside, just a little tiny piece of alien, up. Like a... And it kind of tries to overpower it and pulls itself off the wall, but even an alien can't do that. And gets sucked back to the wall, and then that's a kind of cool visual, pretty dated CG, though. All the entrails getting stuff, but then it's practical on the inside, at least. Yeah, I think so. And so getting sucked up, and then, you know, all the skin off the face until it's just the skull kind of bouncing on the hole and crashing through. That was kind of cool. Oh, yeah, it shows like this long trail of alien going through space. I'm surprised it didn't like wink or something.
Yeah, right. You
know? Oh, who knows what's going to happen next? And so they get to Earth. Annalise's like, oh, what are we going to do now? And Ripley's like, I don't know. I've never been here either. I'm a clone.
I'm a stranger here myself. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I might look up my daughter again. Yeah. You know, always, it's been 290 years, motherfucker. Jesus. Christ. And that's the end. And they were going to have a sequel. I guess Joss wrote one. It was an Earth setting, you know, after they got there. But Sigourney Weaver said she was not interested in an Earth setting. But said she would be interested in a 5 if she thought the story was good. And still to this day, we never got that. And I think she's too damn old. What are you going to do now?
Yeah.
I don't, there's not much you can do. But quickly, before we get into that, did you see that new Alien trailer?
I know that there's a new one coming, Romulus, right? I haven't watched the trailer.
Yeah.
I hear it looks good.
Oh, dude, it looks fucking sweet. Just the visuals. A lot of people are saying, man, this guy must have fucking played Alien Isolation or something. Just the, like, cue card or whatever they call that, where it's got Alien Romulus and it's like in a hallway and it's like, and it's like god rays coming from windows and cutting through steam, and it just looks like a scene right out of the Alien Isolation.
Cool. Nice. So it's got the setting down pretty well.
Yeah, it looks really good. And I guess this guy's directed a lot of movies. Like, he did that Don't Breathe, a lot of movies, and
movie.
The Evil Dead.
Nice. That's
and
good.
So both those were set in just a house. Mm-hmm. And so he's really good at getting a lot of crazy action in a tiny, confined environment, which lends itself to, I guess, an alien on a ship really well.
Stoked.
So, yeah, it looks fucking good. But this movie, not as good as I remember. I don't think, definitely not as good as 3. 3's pretty interesting when you go back and watch it. It is kind of cool. Probably not the way they should have gone with that story when she was young enough to kind of do some other things.
Yeah.
And you could have brought back Hicks and all of them, but didn't. It's just kind of whack.
I have an unpopular opinion that I think that Alien 3 is pretty underrated. I really like that movie. It's not.
No, I think it's pretty good.
And to be clear, it's not good. Not nowhere near in the same league as Alien or Aliens, but I really like that movie. I think it's got a good tone and atmosphere. It's really serious. It's really dark. I think the climax of that movie is really fun. It is kind of slow. I think that's most people's problem, is it's too slow, which I understand. I'm sympathetic to that opinion. But I think it makes up for it in its climax with, like, all the tunnel shit and all the camera moves. And, like, it's like it turns into chaos in the last, like, 40 minutes of that movie. I think it makes it worth the slow burn. But, I don't get the hate. I guess I kind of understand the hate for it. But I'm not of the mind of that movie sucks. I think that's an underappreciated movie.
Yeah, it goes horror, number one, number two, action, number three, kind of a thriller type. So yeah, it kind of was cool. This one is just, it's kind of an action movie, but they say it's a dark comedy. I was like, I don't know about that. I guess it is kind of over the top and funny.
It's like a B
Yeah,
movie, yeah.
it's out there, man. Winona Ryder and Sigourney Weaver are pretty good. I do like their characters and the way they do things. I think still both pretty underutilized in this movie. I don't know. Worst of the four, but
Totally. Yeah, totally.
I mean, still better than any alien movie, or better than the Alien versus Predator shit.
Yeah.
Those are just all fucking garbage. Prometheus is good, but I don't know. It's just something about it. It doesn't feel like an alien movie anymore. It's just
Yeah, I
trying to
feel even though
change
that
the
Prometheus
lore
and
so much.
yeah, like Prometheus and Covenant are technically in this timeline and they're a part of this series. But at the same time, to your point, they kind of feel like their own thing, even though they're not, but they kind of feel like their own thing. But I would say that if we are counting all of these, I think that for me, Resurrection is probably the least. I think that Prometheus and Covenant are better than this one. But if we're not counting those, then yeah, I agree with you. It's the worst of the four, the main four.
Yeah, I just don't like the retcon too of that. Now they're like a engineered bioweapon. It's like, I think it works so much better when they're an actual just alien species we don't know about.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and just scary. Yeah, but damn, I don't know. It's kind of fun. So, damn, this one's hard to rate. 5.4.
Yes. Yes. We are a point off today. I was coming with a 5.5. I don't like this movie that much. I think there's some stuff that it has going for it. I think there is a small section of this movie that is fun, particularly the swimming sequence that leads to like, oh no, there's eggs in the room. Like that at least has like tension and you're like on your edge of your seat, like how are they gonna get out of this situation? And I think that alien movies shine in that kind of area where it's like puts you in the shoes of the characters, how are they gonna get out of this? But I don't know. I think what bothers me about this movie is I think the tone and atmosphere is really fucking weird, and I don't really like vibe with it. Like, everything's yellow, and I don't know. It's just a weird movie, weird looking movie. It's not very cinematic. It's kind of gross looking, to be honest. Sigourney Weaver, I really like in her dramatic stuff in this movie. I think she's really good. But I think that there are moments where Josh Whedon gives a lot of the characters, including Sigourney Weaver, kind of like one-liners. And I think that when she's given one-liners, it doesn't really land with me. Like I think they're all kind of corny. Like, for instance, hey, I heard you ran into these things before. That's right. Well, what'd you do? Huh? I died. I'm like, fucking, like just like corny one-liners like that she has throughout the whole movie. Like when she shoots the alien for the first time. Like, was it everything you thought it would be? I was just like, God damn it. Like, I don't know if it's like the delivery of her lines are just kind of corny and just like, ugh, please stop. And I think that the humor doesn't really land. This is the first alien movie that has actually written jokes and gags. So that kind of felt a little weird. Like, two has like banter, like fun banter between the Marines. But I wouldn't say they're like written jokes. And this movie has like the Josh Whedon kind of funny banter, especially with Ron Perlman. I'm just like, this is all kind of weird and but yeah, overall. Yeah, it's I don't think it's that good. I too remember liking this movie quite a bit when I was younger. Mainly because I think some of the other ones was a little too slow for me at like a young age. This one's a little more faster paced. It's got CG aliens and like, you
And
know,
it's pretty edgy. It's got like a
yeah.
1997 feel. Like in
Totally.
1997, everything was kind of edgy and
Yeah.
fucking different, you know? And like Halloween, H2O would come out shortly after. Everything was like, and then the Lost in Space remake was around this time. And it fit in 1997 and it felt cool
Yeah.
and fun.
Totally. But yeah, watching it today, it was kind of a slog. So it was kind of a bummer. But yeah, 5.5 for me. It's fine. I think 5.5 is a fine, rating, and I think that's what this movie is. There's some bits that I like, but oh, as a whole, it's like, eh, it's a shoulder shrug.
Yeah, did have a sick ass poster slash cover. That is a pretty dope one with the Sigourney and
Winona Ryder,
Winona in that
all like
cool
green.
green. Yeah, that was cool looking. yeah, 5.5, 5.4. Check it out. It's on Hulu right now, currently. Yeah, that's it for this one. Happy Easter, everybody. Thanks for coming by. Hope you enjoy your holiday. As always, check us out on Apple Music as well as Spotify. And we're always here on YouTube. We'd appreciate it. Like and subscribe. Come check us out all the time. Throw some comments. Talk some crap. We need it. We love it. We thrive on it. All right? And until the next time we get that xenomorph DNA, peace.
Peace.